Good evening and welcome to Cheater and the Rude. I am Jeff Chrysler, author of the book Get Rich Cheating. And joining me in spirit is Lee Papa, author of the blog therudepundit.blogspot.com. It's just the Rude Pundit. You could probably Google him and find out. Hello, boys and girls, men and women, ladies and gentlemen. I was just thinking before I started this, I was reading about President Obama's press conference regarding Obamacare, and a question that was asked about the campaign coming up, whether or not Democrats should run from it or embrace it, or, you know, he said something like, we should defend it because it's good, and they didn't do anything. But, you know, I would like to just, can I, and now a commercial advertisement from generic Democratic candidate. Hi. I'm a Democrat. Hi. I can't talk because I'm so excited to tell you that I'm a Democrat, and I'm running for office in your state, or county, or gerrymandered region. Now, I may or may not have voted for Obamacare. I may or may not have been in office then. I may or may not have even known what was happening. I could have been while I was serving duty. But I stand by Obamacare. Why? Because it's providing health care. Now, you may not know one of the 8 million people who've gotten health care. You may not know one of the people that have been sort of inspired and prodded to sign up for private health care that's not through the exchanges. You may not know one of the millions of people with a pre-existing condition who are able to chase their economic dreams, leave their jobs, take care of their family, pursue something greater than themselves because they knew that they would still be able to get health care. You may not know all of these people. You may not know a youngster under the age of 26 who has health care, or 27, whatever it is, because they're on their parents' plan. You may not know all the, but it's unlikely that you don't know any of those people. It's an interweaving web of millions of people. And if you'd like to, you know, look yourself in the mirror and say, I wish that they had died or gone bankrupt, then by all means vote Republican. Otherwise, vote for the people that didn't want your friends and neighbors and family to die or go bankrupt. Democrat 2014. I would like to have that ad run. And the reason why is one of the stories I'd like to tell today on this episode of Cheater and the Rude. By the way, if you're listening to Cheater and the Rude, please let me know. Go to my Twitter. Just tweet me or favorite something and just, or Facebook, or email. Just wink. Give me a nod. Give me a whistle. Let me know that we are doing things together. Jeff Chrysler, K-R-E-I-S-L-E-R. Or tell PRN that we're awesome and ask us them to give us a raise. Oh, I'm just kidding. They don't pay us. Listen, I am fresh out of yet another round of heart surgery. Thanks, Obama. Seriously, thanks, Obama. If it weren't for you, I'd be buried under, you know, 150 grand in debt or 6 feet of dirt because I had a pre-existing condition and my company was bought by Al Jazeera because Al Gore wanted to sell to oil interests. I mean, it's all a web that weaves itself with no clear direction and no clear meaning and no clear purpose. But that is why we must guide ourselves through principles of love and compassion, as opposed to hatred and self-interest. But well, I don't need to define the difference between the left and the right for you so clearly. But I did. I did have more heart surgery. You know, and I'm sort of now like an unexplained heart patient guy. I mean, the one good thing is, you know, like I have I got stents, even though I don't have any of the risk factors. You know, I'm not a smoker, no family history, barely eat meat, I'm relatively young, staying in decent shape, I'm not overweight. No one knows what's going on. And this latest stent was like a 90% blowout that 2 months before was just a 20%. So it's kind of a medical mystery. The good thing is, as a friend of mine pointed out, that I may end up having a disease named after myself, which would be cool. I always figured it would be a mental illness, but whatever it takes to get a little bit of fame, right? You know. And Obamacare enabled me to maintain my insurance. I do have really no risk factors except for the fact that, you know, I follow politics, so my blood has an extremely high level of bullshit in it, which is, of course, challenging. I don't know if you guys have ever, anyone out there has ever had a heart catheterization. By the way, I'm not old. But you go in, they enter through your leg, an artery in your leg, and you just shoot a little camera up there and shoot some dye, and they take pictures. And I'm watching this whole thing on the screen next to my operating table because I was wide awake. I didn't want to be put asleep. I don't know if it was how I cope with fear or just or what, but I was fascinated to see them inside trying to figure out what was wrong with something that should be functioning so effortlessly, something that was designed by a greater power to function so smoothly, and yet clearly had things that prevented it from doing its basic functions. And I love to watch that because it's like watching C-SPAN. And I was into it. And of course, one thing you don't want to hear while you're awake during heart surgery is if one of the technicians yells, "Sorry, sorry, sorry," which, you know, of course, happened to me. But that is that's sort of the price you pay for working with the best. I had my heart surgery, and it's fascinating to me, you know, being thrust without choice into thinking about health and well-being. And frankly, Obamacare is a good first step, but why couldn't we have like preventative care? Why is health education? I mean, we're not even talking about health education. We're just talking about, you know, how are you going to pay for the extreme cost of treating the symptoms? I know I'm here on, you know, PRN, which is affiliated with people that have their own views about prevention and treating symptoms and whatnot. But, you know, unlike most heart patients, you know, one point my cardiologist said, if I was, you know, 80 years old, you just tell me to take some medicine and feel better and avoid exercise. I'm not 80, you know. I'm not looking to extend my life by 3 years. I'm looking to extend it by 50, or to 60, or who knows how many, you know. And I'm worried because there are things I can do and have been doing that are just sort of based upon diet and exercise. But at the same time, I'm on drugs. You know, I'm on these pharmaceuticals to sort of stabilize myself. And what are the long-term effects of those things? We don't know. You know, if I had been had this happen 50 years ago, they probably would have put, you know, asbestos. They probably would have given me a sandwich with asbestos and arsenic and said, "Here, eat this with your carbon monoxide tea." So what's going to happen? I mean, my hope, I want to stay positive about this stuff. I believe that, you know, one of the side effects of all these drugs and all the surgery is actually going to be sort of make me bionic, or give me superpowers, right? Like, I'd love to have x-ray vision, you know, or breasts. Though if I had breasts, I wouldn't really need x-ray vision, since breasts are sort of the point of x-ray vision. But it would be cool if the side effects of drugs were essentially superpowers. But as of yet, we don't have that. But science is there. We can do it. This is sort of where one of the themes that I'm feeling is a rejection of science and logic and facts in our culture. I mean, we can disagree about how to interpret facts, but we can't disagree about what the facts are. Jenny McCarthy, with her anti-vaccine, she's getting my kids sick because she's caught up in the, not just in science denial, but in the fact that science denial is now a platform for fame. It used to be you had to make a sex tape in order to get notoriety. Now you just have to write a blog denying truth. That was probably my agent telling me that it's time to write a blog denying truth. Because that's what my agent does. First of all, my agent doesn't exist. But second of all, it's you know, if he did, he would text me to write blogs, because really nobody knows how to do anything anymore. The music industry is dying. Every industry, you know, it's all the only future in this country. Listening to podcasts, listening to Cheater and the Rude. And of course, listening to the Final Edition Radio Hour, which is coming up at the bottom of the top of the model of the hour, bottom of the top of the middle. You know, by the way, live Final Edition is just it's just a half an hour show, but there's also a full hour available on iTunes and Podbean and the PRN archives, and it's some fantastic stuff. I mean, it's really wonderful. What's going on the Final Edition? I can't even describe it. My point is, Jenny McCarthy. I have trouble with Jenny McCarthy. I have trouble with her because, she's speaking out about the vaccines, saying that they cause autism, or she's an anti-vaxxer now, is claiming she never is an anti-vaxxer. She's denying. She's like Clinton, I never didn't have sex with that woman, even though it's obvious that she did blow the anti-vacciners. I'm pausing how to phrase my issue with Jenny McCarthy because I realize I lack certain qualifications, but I'm just going to talk on instinct, and that is that I am frustrated by Jenny McCarthy because when a white man says something stupid, it doesn't reflect poorly on all white men. When a white man says something stupid or does something stupid and he gets fame for it, it doesn't run the risk of all men, young men, thinking that's how they achieve fame. But I look at a lot of the women that are on pedestals, and a lot of the women who aren't just on pedestals, but when they are knocked off the pedestals, they use that knocking off as a way to find a new pedestal. And it seems like the examples that they set, I just. You ever seen Jenny McCarthy and Sarah Palin in the same room at the same time? No, because they're the same woman. Teaching the young girls of today, the only way to make it in a man's world is have a righteous indignation and to repeat uninformed views of your place in society, so you're no longer pretty enough for them to listen to. That's bullshit. I'm sorry, but women have so much to offer this country. Women are half our population. They are such a huge resource. We have got to tap that. And I just, yeah, that was a little, it was a joke, commentary. I mean, the point wasn't a joke. It's just I used a humorous play on words because I don't know. I have a real problem with anti-science, and I guess I'm just falling upon Jenny McCarthy as being the latest example of that. I'm disappointed because I thought Jenny McCarthy and I had a relationship. We were together for so many brief dalliances when I was younger. She really mattered to me. I thought I mattered to her, and yet she turned around and she's anti-science. What's the science? What is? I'm not saying we should all become plugged into the Borg and just medicated, and Neo's got to come save us. But some scientific progress. Vaccination is one of the great advances of mankind. Evolution is a great discovery, space travel, just science. How are there people? God could have created science. I mean, science can be the study of God's mysteries. Why does the pursuit of understanding Earth have to be taken as an affront to so many people? So many people. You think they would maybe this weekend I'll have people help appreciate it better when the holiday of 420 falls on Easter Sunday. A lot of people, I'm sure, are probably out there making their peeps jokes. I'm gonna pass on that. I just know this is the first 420 celebration in Colorado, and frankly, I think marijuana is the only way to make Denver an interesting city. I'm sorry, it's very fit. The people of Colorado are very active, and Boulder is a wonderful, beautiful town. But Denver, I mean, come on, just because you have a light rail and a Wolfgang Puck, that doesn't mean you have anything else to offer. Oh my God, look at all these places for brunch. You know what? I can have, you could, I don't, no. No, you're not, there's nothing. You're not offering. No, stop it. I don't want it. I understand. Look, this is all Denver's downfall. All comes from the 2008 convention. It's sort of a part of the socialist plan of Obama is to make pot legal in Colorado so that the healthiest state in the nation can become less healthy and everyone you know, we're all wearing ankle bracelets until Harrison Bergeron saved us all in a Kurt Vonnegut story. You guys should Google that, Harrison Bergeron. It's a great story. Welcome to the Monkey House by Kurt Vonnegut, by the way. Just one of the greatest collections of stories. You know what? Next week I'm probably just going to come on here and read Kurt Vonnegut's Welcome to the Monkey House, one of the short stories from there. If you don't like it, too bad. Taxes were this week. You know, as the author of Get Rich Cheating, I have a lot to say about taxes. And, you know, I just think it's a great opportunity for people to exploit the system, for the loophole industry to have its heyday. Because, you know, if you don't believe in something, well, get a bunch of ranchers and an armed militia to support you out in Nevada and you'll be fine. Or be a corporation and deduct everything that's an ordinary and necessary expense. Yeah, you know that's what you can deduct if you are a corporation, is anything that's, quote, ordinary and necessary, any expense whatsoever. The Jefferies Group, it was an old Wall Street or, you know, investment firm, the Jefferies Group, they deducted dwarf tossing. I swear to goodness, they wrote off dwarf tossing as an ordinary and necessary expense. Now look, I'm not going to get into an argument about it being necessary, because I don't know what type of morale problems they had at the Jefferies Group. But ordinary? 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 No. Dwarf tossing is not an ordinary expense. Neither was WorldCom's CEO, what's that guy named? Bernie Ebbers, who wrote off a party in Sardinia, $1 million or $2 million party in Sardinia for his wife that had statues peeing vodka. Necessary? Maybe. Again, I can't speak to the mental condition of people that had to go to Sardinia and hang out and pretend they like Bernie Ebbers and whether or not they needed to have vodka coming at them from a man's you is a euphemism for urinary euphemism. But ordinary? 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 No, I do not think so, sir. I do not believe so, sir. I in no way can condone the possibility that was an ordinary expense. Necessary? Yes. Ordinary? I don't think so. Social media. Is it done yet? We had a picture of an airplane in someone's hoo-ha. We had another woman who was tweeting out that she was going to blow up a plane. Wait, do you remember when you used to go to airports before 9/11, when you went to the ticket counter, they asked you, do you have any explosives in your bag? Wasn't that just a cute old days? Now they, like, search through your grandma's hoo-hoo. Hoo-hoo, by the way, is a euphemism for hoo-ha. It would have been a you-you if I'd managed to say grandpa before I said grandma, but I was already deep in the dark places. You know, they got these flyers out in Ukraine about registering if you're Jew, and that, you know, I'm not a big fan of how many articles a day I read that use the expression trigger warning, but that's, I'm going to say, registering if you're Jewish is a fair trigger warning. That's a little ridiculous or Donkey Kong. You know, I'm gonna wait for the dust to settle on this one. I think there's certainly a legitimate way to what am I looking for? There's a legitimate possibility that this is something done by some authority. I say Vladimir Putin. That the flyers are actually not real, but it's done to discredit one side or the other, or motivate people to join the cause, you know, perhaps strengthen ties with Israel as a way to undermine Israel's ties with America. I mean, there's no, you can trust but verify, someone once said. I prefer to say don't trust, but provide a little benefit of the doubt. Leave a little option for opportunity. Leave a little opening for optional opportunity. Open Oppo Oppo at Oppo Oppo, of course, is a euphemism for I don't really feel like comfortable telling you guys that. I haven't gotten a tweet, I haven't gotten a Facebook, I haven't gotten a Tumblr. I don't know if I even do I have a Tumblr? Hey Joey, do I have a, yeah, I have a Tumblr, but I haven't updated it in many years. The point is, I think there's a lot going on in the world. Oh, there goes my fax machine. That's probably my agent faxing me a mimeograph of a telegram suggesting that I write a blog about... there are multiple ways of feeling old. Heart surgery is certainly a good one. There's also a study that came out that said we stop our brains have a certain lack of development after age 24. First of all, the study was based upon, it was in Time, by the way. Google old age begins at 27. It was based upon a study of like video game usage. So, I mean, shut up. And second of all, I mean, even if we do slow, like, the way we gather and process and collate information, A, we're not a Xerox copy machine, and B, who cares? Like, there's a difference between knowledge and wisdom. You know, like, I have the knowledge, but I also have wisdom. It's like, I know that I should be saving for retirement, but I'm wise enough to know that I don't care, because... I plan on, you know, continuing to consume massive quantities of carbon fuels, thus, you know, raising the sea level such that everything gets wiped out and we lose the entire financial industry by flooding a server based at a low-lying, not altitude, but you know what I'm saying. I'm kind of counting on the end of the world as a way to sort of even things out. I'm not sure if my kid's going to go for that. He probably wants to go to college, but, you know... We can figure something out. By then there'll be all these MOOCs, and that is for, that's not a slang, that's not a, you know, the online courses, mobile open enrollment, no, that'd be an E, massive open opportunity course, major ovulation, occupy, call street, occupy call, Hollywood, you know, the MOOCs, I think they're called MOOCs. A lot of people offer them. Top of the line, edumacainment. That's like a combination of education and entertainment. Spoken by someone that is unable to do one and does not have the other. So my kid is not going to worry about going to college. Because frankly, we can just go drinking together. He doesn't need that. Right? I mean... We're all going to be living a life rest soon. Shooting each other. Over prescription drugs. Looking for hand cranks to power our little handheld machine jeebies. So, you know, what's the big deal if things don't work out the way we want them to? I'm kidding, everybody. I think the point is I want us all to love one another. I want us all to care about one another. I want us all to remember that the rude pundit is only rude because it's sometimes a way to get people listening. Just like I, the cheater, don't really want people to cheat. I just want people to know the cheating and the underlying impulses and cultural influences and examples that we've been given that make it seem like cheating is more prevalent are an issue we should be cognizant of. That, you know, sometimes I don't want to say virtue is its own reward, but, you know, give me some money through PayPal, confusionlaughterpeace@yahoo.com, and I'll tell you what is its own reward. It's not virtue, it's... Well, I've said too much. I like to toe the line between satire and boredom and nonsense. There is a theme. There is a point. It's about distraction. It's about focus. And it's about how that's a hard thing for people to do. And if we were able to focus on things, whether that's our family, our health, our education, our intelligence, or even just issues, focus on things enough to follow them through, to follow thoughts to their logical conclusion, I feel like decisions would be much better made. I've always said, I don't care if you vote for a different candidate than I would like you to vote for, as long as you've thought about it. And I think that goes true for most things. I don't really care what you do, as long as you don't hurt yourself or an innocent party. You know, have at it. And an innocent party is somebody that might be several steps removed from what you do. But just so long as you think about it. You know, we don't have all the answers, and sometimes it's hard to think about things. But give it a shot. You might find thinking is a nice step on the road to life. Which happens to be a road you should be on right now, because it's just going to end someday. You might as well get some distance between you and the starting line. All right. This has been another episode of Cheater and the Rude. There's closing music, and it goes like do 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 Cheater and the Rude on the radio, Progressive Radio Network. We're moving forward, and we want you to come with us. But that's not how this is going to go tonight. It's going to go more like this. I'm Jeff Chrysler. And you've been listening to Cheater and the Rude. Give me a shout at Jeff Chrysler, K-R-E-I-S-L-A-R, on the Twitter. Go to the Facebook, search for Jeff Chrysler. Go for Cheater and the Rude in your Google machine. Do whatever it is you need to do. But tell me what you want to talk about, because I want to talk about what interests you. I'll give it my own spin. But we'll talk. Until next time, stick around, check out the final edition, and be a good person.